It's the Edinburgh Man podcast. Podcast number 247, I think. Christmas Eve, Sunday the 24th of December, 2017. I meant to record this podcast last night, but I failed miserably, so I'm doing a Christmas Eve podcast. This is the Echo Friendly, an emergency contact.
Emergency contact, emergency contact, emergency contact.
Scotland's The Echo Friendly from the album Surveying the Damage, which came out on the 8th of December. That track is Emergency Contact. How are you doing? It's podcast number 247. Haven't done one of these for a while. I've missed you guys. Yeah, start of December, I think, was the last one. Last time we did one. I was going to record this last night. I had all the music set. I was ready to do it. Last night would have been Christmas Eve's Eve. I thought that gave me enough time. I got all presents are all wrapped. It's all sorted. But then what happened? Dr. Nick came through to say that all the clothes were coming out of the dryer, hot and wet, which, sorry, my computer has just farted at me to tell me 6 notifications. I don't think I need 6 notifications to tell me tomorrow is both Christmas Day and my birthday. So there you go. So, yeah, I know that. Sorry, let me just get rid of that. I'll mute that, and I'll mute that one as well. Dr. Nick came through to tell me that everything was coming out of the dryer, hot and wet, which sounds exciting, but it's not at all. It does this now and again. We've got this thing, this washer-dryer, because we live in a small flat. Well, it's not that small, but it's in Edinburgh, so the kitchens are relatively small. So we've got a combined washer-dryer. And every time something goes wrong with it, I go on the help forums and I do a search for it. And all the help forums basically say, don't buy a washer dryer. You don't have to deal with the size of my kitchen. But anyway, yeah, so the washer, what happens is that every now and again, it gets clogged inside itself. And it's got like an internal bit that you need to clean out. And you can't do it yourself, you have to get an engineer out. And obviously, it's the Sunday before Christmas, or the Saturday night as it was yesterday before Christmas. No one's going to come out until the new year, so that's annoying. And also, it was filled with, it wasn't filled, but the next load was going to be some dirty nappies, or diapers as you are in the US. Most of the ones that Thing 2 uses are reusables, which are fine normally, but not when the washing machine breaks. So I've just had to fill buckets with bleach, and it's feeling fairly disgusting here this morning, Edinburgh Man Towers. Anyway, that was why I had the washing machine out and all apart yesterday. So that was why I didn't do a podcast last night. And by the time I'd put it all back together, it was like about 9:30. And all I wanted is a glass of port and go to bed. So that was what I did. So you didn't get a podcast last night, you get one today. So it's more Christmassy. I've not got any Christmas music in the podcast, but it's more Christmassy just by the virtue of the fact it's December the 24th. There'll be no more chat of bodily fluids from small children. Don't worry about it. No more nappy chat for the rest of the podcast. I know how people don't like that. So there's lots of great music. I'll also maybe tell you my resolution, which is to make more podcasts, or at least to make more reliably timed podcasts. Let's see how that goes. Let's just play some music. This is from the album No One Is Ever Going to Tell Us How to Love Again by Het Ward. This is Violent Deceiver. That's Het, Ward and Violent Deceiver. And that's from the upcoming album No One Is Ever Going to Tell Us How to Love Again, which is on Get Better Records. You can stream 3 tracks from it if you go to getbetterrecords.bandcamp.com, but the album actually comes out on cassette on the 20th of January next year, so you can't listen to the whole thing then. But I'm hopeful that based on the quality of the 3 tracks that are up there, that it's going to be fantastic. But let's I'm not going to say reserve judgment. No, it will be. I'll maybe play some more tracks from it in January. So next year I'm going to try and do the podcast on a more regular basis. But I've kind of been looking at where we've got. What I said was, when Thing 2 came along, I said it was going to be tricky to try and do the podcast, so I was just going to try and do it as much as I could. And sometimes that's worked out, and sometimes it hasn't. For a while, I was looking after him on a Monday, and he slept for about 3 hours on Monday morning, which was great, which gave me enough time to both research the music for the podcast and record it before he woke up. But he's not doing that anymore, so that's not going to happen, so we're going to have to try and figure out something else. So what I'm reckon I'm going to do is I'm going to do the podcast fortnightly. That means every 2 weeks, if you're not in a country that uses the term fortnight. Every 2 weeks I do a podcast. So what I will do is I'll find a time that's appropriate, and then on week one I will prep the podcast, get all the music ready, because that takes about at least as much time as the show itself, if not a lot longer. And then the following week I'll record it, and I'll make it an hour long as well. So you'll get the same amount of podcasts as you should do when I was doing half-hour podcasts on a weekly basis, but you will get them all at once. So you'll get hour-long podcasts every other week. That's my plan anyway, and that's my New Year's resolution. So let's hope we stick to that. It's been a tough year, especially in terms of recording the podcast. Work and life and stuff has kind of gotten in the way. Luckily the Edinburgh Man family has come out at least with the same number of family members we went into 2017 with, so that's pretty good, with the exception of my father-in-law's dog, sadly. But other than that, everybody survived. Although we do have the worst week of the year to go, right? It's absolutely craziness. Kids get absolutely crazy. This is something I didn't appreciate. Apparently this is a known thing. Kids get crazy in the run-up to Christmas. Really mad. Because, of course, at school they do Edinburgh Man Jr. has been doing, he did his nativity play, I don't know, at the start of December, and they had 2 weeks of rehearsals beforehand. And then they've just been all wound up in terms of Christmas. So luckily, Thing 2 is still too young. He's only a year and a bit old, so he doesn't really have any idea what's going on. But this time next year, nursery will wind them all up with tales of Santa and all sorts of stuff, so it'll be crazier next year. The other thing as well is that 2 weeks after Christmas is Edinburgh Man Jr.'s birthday, so we don't get any respite at all. It's not even as soon as Christmas is gone, then it's calm until the end of the Christmas holidays. No, until the end of the Christmas holidays, you've got all the craziness leading up to the fact that there's another load of presents coming. Oh dear, so spare a thought for us in Edinburgh Man Towers. So absolutely shattered already, and it's only the 24th of December. Brilliant. But like I say, and the other thing as well is Dr. Nick has got this wonderful cookbook that we never ever cook from. I think she got it for Christmas a couple of years ago. Is there a third wave of bakeries? I think there probably is, if there isn't. Akin to the third wave of coffee shops. You know these, I think it's like a Hummingbird Bakery cookbook where it has ridiculous cakes in there that no one will surely ever make. Well, we've decided that we're going to try and attempt one of those for my birthday, which is tomorrow. So it's difficult to get anything fresh in terms of cakes for someone like an idiot that has a birthday on Christmas Day. So after I record this podcast, we're going to try and attempt some crazy cake which requires you to make fudge. So that should be fun. That's what our Christmas Eve is going to be. I think I may have to go out and buy some coffee as well. Okay, there's an edit there. There was a track I was going to play, which I decided wasn't appropriate for a festive-y show. I realise it's not a festive-y show, but it dealt with some tough issues. I decided, I actually played it, and then I thought, no, I'm going to edit that bit out. So that was why there was a bit of an edit there. Let's forget. I shouldn't have told you, should I? But I don't know what it's going to sound like when I actually do the edit, so I tell you now in case it's really, really obvious. Okay, forget about that. No, I'm a bit sad. But anyway, let's play. This is Sockfoot, who are from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and this is from an album called Left Hand. This is Loom.
Yeah.
That's Sockfoot, and they're from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The album's called Left Hand, and I played Loom. You can get it from sockfoot.bandcamp.com. I've got a blazing headache. I think I really, really need some coffee. It's 9:20 in the morning. Yesterday, this is another reason why I didn't record a podcast last night. I know what you're thinking. You could have recorded a podcast at 9:30. You didn't have to just start on the pot. By then, you could have waited a little bit. Edinburgh Man Junior and Thing 2 woke up at 5:00 yesterday morning. 5:00. We now have this deal with Edinburgh Man Junior where he can go into the lounge and turn the light on and read his books as long as he doesn't wake his little brother up. So he did that, and he did that at like 5:00 a.m. But then his brother woke up 5 minutes later anyway. So my goodness, it was tough going throughout the day yesterday. And I thought, there's two more days to go. It's only going to get worse, isn't it? Luckily today, they did sleep in inverted commas, until 6:45. So it wasn't quite as bad, but oh dear, I feel like I need to go back to bed now. The thing too is already asleep. He's already sleeping. Well, I hope he's sleeping in the hallway in his buggy, but oh dear, I really need to have another sleep. From North Dakota, this is Wild Hands. They've got a new album coming out. Oh no, it's just come out. It came out on December the 18th, called Growing Like a Weed, a collection of songs from the Midwest and Daydreams Part 1. This is Time Keeps Losing Me. What was that? I wasn't paying attention. It's finished. It's Wild Hands from North Dakota. I'm sure I've played. Oh, hang on. They're still going. It's got a little outro on it just to confuse me. That's Wild Hands from North Dakota. The track was called Time Keeps Losing Me. It's from the album Growing Like a Weed, a collection of songs and Midwest Daydreams Part 1. You can get it if you go to wildhands.bandcamp.com. Yeah, and it came out last week. Or something like that. I've just remembered the other exciting thing I've done since I've last spoken to you. I sold some Bitcoin. Like 5 years ago, I mined some Bitcoin, which was just a bit of fun. I did for a while, and then I sold some. last week. Unfortunately, if I'd have mined it a year earlier, I would be recording this from the custom studio in my wonderful palatial mansion, and I'd probably have retired, and I'd be, you know, living up. But unfortunately, I was slightly late to the party, so I'm not a multimillionaire, unfortunately. But yeah, it was all right. It was okay. But it was a nerve-wracking and terrifying process that I never want to go through again, trying to sell virtual currency or cryptocurrency on the internet. It just seems, you can't just take it into a bank and get it changed, which is really annoying. I bet you in like 6 months' time you will just be able to take it into a bank and get changed, and I probably wouldn't have had to go through all the stress that I had to try and sell it over some website. But it was all legit. I think it was all legit. It looked like it was all legit. Yeah, some people mind it. I mean, if I'd have minded, like, if people would have minded in, like, 2012 or even earlier, I think when I did it, it was just about to get to the point where it was no longer economically viable at all to do. I think if you'd have done it a few years before, you would be swimming in Bitcoin right now, and yeah, you'd be quite happy chappy, and I'm sure there are many people that did it, and hats off to you nerds. You got in there early and realised what was going on. Whereas I was maybe a little late to the party, but never mind. And also, we should have all just bought Bitcoin right back then in 2012, because it was more expensive in terms of electricity to mine the stuff anyway. I don't know why anyway, it was just a bit of fun. But yeah, that was another interesting, exciting, stressful thing to do. And like I say, at some point, hopefully you can take the tiny amount I've got left into a bank and change it. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're going to play now. This is Sea Cats. It's a single. It says they're from Kelso. There must be a Kelso somewhere else in the world. I can't imagine they're from Kelso in Scotland. Kelso. Oh, it's only given me places in Scotland. There must be something else. Oh, here we go. Washington. Okay, so I guess they're in Washington State. I'm assuming it's Washington State and not Washington, D.C. This is Sea Cats, all capital letters, which is probably an important thing. This is My Shoes.
Get lonely. Now
Nope, that was Cool Jerks and Minimum Wage, and that's from the album Patriots. Go to cool-jerks.bandcamp.com and you can get it there. Next week, there will be another podcast, actually, next week. I'm going to try and do an end-of-year podcast. There won't be one where you vote on, because I haven't had time to do all that together. And also, looking here, I think we've done, 18, 20 podcasts or so in the last year? So not that many. Sorry, that's fairly pathetic, isn't it? Like I say, next year, we'll try and do bi-weekly or fortnightly, depending on how you use, what term you use, podcasts every other week, of an hour long in length. So hopefully the same amount of music as you get when I did the half hour ones, not as frequent, but with some regularity. I promise you, some regularity, that's my resolution. But next week I'm going to do one between Christmas and New Year. We will have a podcast that is me choosing my, we'll see how many tracks I've played from 2017, and I will choose an appropriate number that can be considered some sort of my favourites, my best of. And apologies for not ever, for the last 2 years, we haven't done a vote on it. Maybe next year. Maybe if I'm more reliable over 2018, and then we can do one at the end of next year where you can vote on it and choose your favourites. Anyway, I said there was going to be no Christmas music. I lied. This is Dreamboat Express. They're from London. And this is Be Yourself Santa Claus. Have a great one. And I'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas!